Gittin, Daf, Gimel, Amud, Aleph, 3a in Gittin. We just said that while it's true, one of the opinions, the first opinion, meaning of Rava, the opinion of Rava, of why we need the Edom that come over from overseas, we need them to declare, or an individual to declare, that this get was written and signed in front of me. The reason for that is because we don't trust that other people are Bekiyan. We don't trust that people are writing the get with Shema. So we asked on Rava, wait a second, you don't think they're writing it with Shema? If they're not writing it with Shema, so do we need real testimony to make sure this is a real get. So Gemara says, no, really, Eidach Nami Misurin. Then Gemara says, wait a second, you know, ain't ever ever Hachuz Shnayim. You can't do something with Erva with less than two, and this is an Erva situation because it could go and commit adultery if it gets no good. So the Gemara says, no, really, everyone's a Baki. Really, the majority of people, most people, we can rely on them that they're Bekiyan, especially if they know how to write. You know, so from back then, you had to go to training, you had to learn how to do it properly. So they are trustworthy. It's just that the Rabbanan wanted to make sure, give an extra level of security, and therefore they wanted to make sure by having this person say b'fanenechtam, and the reason why they did not want to make sure with two Edim is because we don't want to make it too overbearing, lest there become an issue or a crisis of agunos. So that's what it's saying here at the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, Mishum Iguna Atilu Be'Rabbanan, we only required one witness for b'fanenechtam. Says the Gemara, hi Kulahu, you think that's a leniency to allow one witness? And he's believed to make the woman divorced. Chumruhu, it's really a stringency. Because if the chachamim required that you need to have two witnesses, we're not going to have a husband come along and disagree and lay claim against the testimony, and thereby disqualify the witness by making the whole stink about it. But now that you said it's only chad, now there's only one witness, so asi ba'alu ma'arer apostolei. So now the husband's going to say, well, they've only got one guy that's keeping this divorce legitimate. All I have to do is disqualify one guy and then I'm all good. I think the suggestion here is, the recommendation here is that they require two lechatchila, but rely on one bidyevet. I think that's what we're saying, because even if you're going to require two, and it needs to be two and not two, so then the husband coming and disqualifying one is just as good as if there was one and he disqualifies the one. They're both invalidating, so why would it be any different? It must be that they're requiring two only lechatchila. I don't know. Either way, so the Gemara says, "Kaven to Amar Mar Bifnei Kama Nos Nola," because the Gemara, as the Gemara will say later on, in front of how many people did you see him give it over to her? So that's Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanin, Echad Amar Bifanai Bifnei Shnayim, Echad Amar Bifnei Shlosha. It's machlokas how many people the get has to have been given over with. Now we're talking about the shliach, which is sent to transport the get. But the person who transports it has to then say, I saw two people were there at the time when it was given over, and other people, and one of them, Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Chanina, said, no, it has to be a beis din, it has to be three people.
So wait a minute. The get document itself mm-hmm. is signed by witnesses.
Correct.
How many witnesses?
Two.
And even though this is outside the land, we could send
right.
a court to go talk to those two people.
Right. Remember that this is within Shitas Rava. We're asking the question. You mean your question is legitimate, but for Rava, Rava doesn't care about that. Rava just cares about Bekiyan. Right? He just cares about expertise. Rava is the one who said, we need somebody because we're worried.
Even with Bekiyan, we could send somebody to say, was this drafted specifically for them? Okay, yes. I mean, we're treating this as if this is a fatal fatal question.
The Gemara, one of the fundamental questions of the next few dafim is going to be why it is that we care about who saw the giving over of the get more than we care about the signing of the get. That's a fundamental question about what creates the separation. Is it the signing of the get that creates the separation, or is it the giving over of the get that creates the separation? So that has a sort of a sub-question to it, which is, when is the giving over? When the husband gives it to the messenger, or when the messenger gives it to the woman? But I think that's why we're focusing on the Mesira here, not on the Chasima.
The witnesses who sign the Ketubah are signing that it was given over. They're not just signing that it was written. They're signing that it was given over. They're not signing that the thing exists. Of course it exists. It's sitting there. They're signing that it was actually used, that it was delivered. Isn't that the people who
I don't think so. I think a ksuba is edus l'kiyum hadavar. There are different kinds of documents. I think a ksuba is testifying to the fact that the husband is willing to give the things in the ksuba to the woman.
Exactly. So with a get,
not that he transfers the document to her. Independent of the woman. By the way, if that would be the case, Misadre Kedushin would have to have the witnesses of the ksuba up at the chuppah watching it be given over. And they don't. The Eidei Kedushin do that.
The Eidei Kedushin are testifying to the ring.
That's part of it, but there's another way to do Kedushin, which is by a shtar. So I'm not sure 100%, but there are different chumras about weddings, about this could be according to that opinion, that could be according to that opinion. Some people say that the Eidei Kedushin should be at the Bedekin also, because that could also be a type of Kedushin.
Is the Ketubah a type of a get?
No.
Because it gets a document.
Means a divorce document.
Documents. There's more than one type of document.
No, I don't think
so. The
get is specific for divorce.
The Kedushin by shtar.
Right.
Is the Ketubah a shtar Kedushin is the question.
I think some people might think that. I don't remember exactly, but that could be part of it. Either way, so here we have this machlokas 2 or 3. May kara medak dayak, and therefore the husband is very careful that when there are people watching, I assume. When the shliach gets the get from the husband, he's careful to check that the husband did it with forethought, and he was willing, and that he's not going to try to undo it later.
We're dealing with the outlier case where the husband's overseas and
right.
The husband's out of the country. If they were all doing this in person with the wife there, we wouldn't need this shaliach, and you would have simply the witnesses to the get.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why we need. It sounds like the force of this argument that the chachamim were willing to believe one witness, one messenger as witness. The force of that argument is because that messenger is going to make sure the husband really wants to do it. I don't know why we need the 2 or 3 witnesses of machlokas here. What does that have to do with the messenger making sure the husband really wants it? All right, I guess that adds to the legitimacy of it, that he really wants to do it. I don't know. Ulirava, and according to Rava, the Amar Lefi She'ein Edim Mitzvin L'Kaimo, according to him who says that you're not able to find other witnesses later on to come and substantiate the get, and therefore the individual shliach has to make a more more substantial testimony when he comes. So Gemara also says there, Levi Yitrei, he should require 2 in order to preempt the fact that you won't be able to find them later. Just like in general, it's a kiyum of the shtar. You have to prove that the shtar is legitimate. So why is it that we're believing only one shliach? So Gemara says, "Eich lemi b'surin." Emor darmin eich lemi b'surin mich kigon chadir safek shal chel safek shal shum until it's chasik yisura. Aval chasik chasik gulot the ishes ish. So the same question we had yesterday on Rabba, that now that eich lemi b'surin is invoked, so we said no, eich lemi b'surin should only sway the balance, but it can't prove or uproot a status, a halachic status, like a woman who's married. So Gemara says, "Havi davar sheva erva." Sort of finishing off that line of reasoning that when you have a woman who has of a certain status which carries with it Easter Erva, so in Arayos issue of adultery, so then for sure you need to. Says Gemara Bedinu Dibakim Shtaras Namilu Yivai. Really, we don't need to Mimakayim the Shtar. We believe that the Shtar is already good. Kidar Shrikidur Shlakish. If Edim are signed on a get, or on any shtar, that's as if they're giving testimony in Beis Din, even though that document has not been substantiated independently, the fact that there are signatories on it is itself a testament that the shtar is real. The Rabbanan who the Asrach, and it's really the Rabbanan who require extra substantiation. So the same line of reasoning. The Gemara is going to ask the same question back. So same answer came to Amar Mar b'nei kama nos nala Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina Charam b'nei shnayim Charam b'nei shloshim Karmei dekdaik loas seiru nafshei. In the original situation, when even according to Rava, when the witness is there or when the messenger is there, he's going to make sure the husband really wants to do it, and the way that he does that, or at least part of doing that, is having other witnesses watch the husband give over the get to the woman, making sure he really wanted it. Okay. So basically, very similar to reasons as to why you need one and not two, because it's a chumrah. The one is a chumrah in the first place. So messenger, the fun and nefam thing is a chumrah in the first place. Says the Gemara v'Rava, and according to Rabbi who believes that fun and nefam is only because it's coming from outside of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we don't have the ability to go get Edom whenever we want to, or a faraway place, wherever. We can't just get the Edom easily to bring them back to Mekayim the Shtar. So my time with Amar Karaba, why doesn't he believe like Rabba? Rabba's reason was because we don't trust that the people writing the Gittin are that the expert, or that they're not as trustworthy to have written it with Shema. So then why doesn't Rabba believe that that's a legitimate enough reason to require witness testimony to say the messenger to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam? So Amar Lacha miketayin b'fanei nechtav l'shma b'fanei nechtam l'shma. Does it say in the Mishnah that the messenger says the phrase it was written l'shma? It doesn't say that. If the real concern was how it was written, so then it should mention the way it was written. It doesn't say the way it was. It just says that it was written. B'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam doesn't say anything about l'shma. And that, therefore, it can't be that's the concern. V'Rabba, what would Rabba say back to Rabba's argument that, hey, it doesn't say the word l'shma in the Mishnah, so that can't be the problem. So Gemara says, "Bedin hu de listening hachi." Yeah, you're right. It should have said that. Ela de'imafshas le'dibura asu migziei. The Rabbanan say you don't have to say the word l'shma, because if we require the shliach to say more words, we're concerned he's going to miss them.
Or he might abbreviate it.
Okay.
If you increase the agency requirement, it's obligated to stay the lengthy declaration of the likely.
Oh, you might forget.
Right. The six words are very difficult. And that's a difficult script to remember. And therefore, we don't want to overburden.
Write that down.
Yeah, right. I forgot the word. Someone tell me the word. Which is an interesting line of reasoning. I would take this a little more conceptually and say that we want to do everything in our power to make this the easiest process possible. We don't want anything to mess up when it comes to marriages or dissolving of marriages. So that's how I would say it. But says the Gemara, wait a second. If he's going to mess up with b'fanei neftav l'shma, b'fanei neftam l'shma, so he's going to mess up with b'fanei neftav b'fanei neftam too. That's the difference between 6 words and 4 words. So ha'ashtanami aslim igziyei. Says the Gemara, chada milsa guys. One word within three he can mess up. Chad mitarti lo guys, but one from two he's not going to mess up. So when we say, when he says the phrase, b'fanei neftav, we trust him, he can say two. So that's already too much, according to Rava, apparently. Okay, and that's why Rava thought it can't be about Lishma because it's not in the Mishnah, and that's why Rava thinks it's not in the Mishnah. So that's why it's not in the Mishnah, but it really does mean that. For Rava, why does Rava, my time alone, my Rava, why doesn't Rava believe that the reason we need the messenger to say b'fanenechtam is because, why doesn't he believe that it is because of establishing the witness testimony afterwards, because we can't go get them? Meaning it's not about Lishma, it's not the concern. So Amar Lach, im kein nisni b'fanenechtam v'sulo. Why do we have to say b'fanenechtas? B'fanenechtam lamali. If it was all about whether the witnesses that we can't get later really did sign on the get, so then just say b'fanei nechtam that the witnesses signed in front of me, I saw them sign it. If that's the only concern.
If he said I saw it written, then that inherently means lishma. When I saw it written,
no, we're not talking about lishma now.
I understand. I'm just going back.
Okay.
By saying I saw it written.
Okay.
Written for.
Oh, so that's an interesting
people.
Question.
He's saying it.
That's an interesting question.
But
I think
not what, nitpick with
right.
The guy.
I think what another version of that question, which I really do like, is why are we saying he should say both phrases b'fanei nechtam and b'fanei nechtam according to Rabbah, if the whole purpose is lishma? So what does it mean for people to sign lishma? You write the thing lishma.
Right.
We should, the question shouldn't have been, it should say b'fanei nechav l'shma, b'fanei nechav l'shma. It should just be b'fanei nechav l'shma. Three words is easy. I don't know. So maybe there's a question there. But here what we're saying is, just in terms of, forget the l'shma. It's not a problem of l'shma. But rather it's a problem of witness, substantiation of the witness signatory. So then, why do you say the word b'fanei nechtav if it's only a problem of the chatima? So shma mina ba'inan l'shma. Presumably then, according to Rava, according to Rava, the reason why you need the words b'fanei nechtav is because you also need l'shma. Hold on. Yeah, basically, why would it say the word b'fanei nechtav? Why would he have to say the word b'fanei nechtav if it wasn't the concern of lishma? If it was the concern only of the witness signatories, so then you would only have to say the words b'fanei nechtav. The reason why it says b'fanei nechtav is because it must be about lishma. V'rava, why, according to Rava, do we say the words b'fanei nechtav if it's all about witness testimony, the witnesses on the star? V'dinhu d'lisniyachi, really it should have just said b'fanei nechtam. El ze'ein de'im kain, if that was the case, asu l'chlufa v'kim shtar z'alma. We're concerned that maybe they're going to be mixing up with other shtaros and saying that just like be'eid echad, I'm not really sure what this argument is. I think what he's saying is that we're worried if you don't say the word v'fanei nechtav, people will become lax in how the get is written. Not that you need l'shma necessarily, but that it should be written properly. Interesting. I don't know. I don't hear this one so much. But that's why you need the words b'fanei nechtav also for another, for an independent, a different thing, not because of the reason we need the shliach to say b'fanei nechtav, but just to, so that people are aware that the messenger is going to be using the words b'fanei nechtav, and therefore they have to be more careful when they write it. Okay, v'rabba. And Rabba, what would he say about that? That the word b'fanei nechtav is coming to prevent other people from getting the wrong impression of needing only one witness. That's the point. Okay, somehow the word b'fanei nechtav is like a memory device. It's like a reminder for people that this is a unique case. B'fanei nechtav, that it's not just about how the shtar was written, but it's also about not just how the shtar was signed, but also about how it was written. And this is an exceptional case where we're only having one witness, the Eid Echad, we're only having one witness that's testifying to it. Because he said the word of b'fanei nechtav, it shows that it's a unique case. The Rabba says, Rabba, mi dami, hasam, in the case of a kim shtar, for other situations, the words are yad inan, about knowledge of the case. Hacha b'fanai. The word b'fanai makes it already unique, so nobody's going to come to think, oh, it's just like you did one witness for the messenger of the guest, so too you can do one witness for other types of shtaros. No one's going to think that, because the word is different. For other kiyum shtaros, the words of the edim are yad inan, and in this case, the word is b'fanai, in my face, in front of me. So no one's going to think that you could do that same kind of language for other shtaros. But secondly, another difference is hasam ishlo mahimna. When it comes to other shtaros, a woman is not believed. Hacha isha mahimna. When the woman comes and brings the get, the woman is also believed to say b'fanei nechtav. That if a woman came over from overseas, she doesn't have to be an aid. Therefore, it's also unique in that if people are going to make a connection between one, this and other cases. Hasam baal davar lo mahiman. Hacha baal davar mahiman. Here, if the husband wanted to, he could just give over. So in other cases, where if the person involved in the litigation itself, or the contract itself, would give it over, we don't believe him. But here, the husband would be believed. Yeah. V'Rava Amar Lach, Rava says, Atu hacha ki amri yadina nilo mehemni. When it comes to a get, if the shliach would say the words yadi inan, would he not also be believed? And therefore, it's not so unique. They came to Chiyam Yadin Mehem, the Asa the Chlus of Kim Shtar Sam Beir Achad. All right, I guess we're just going to stop on that one. He gave three differences, and we tacked the first one. He said, that's not really a difference, because if the Shliach came and used the word Yadinan, that would be good too. Right? He doesn't have to literally say the word B'fanai Nechtam. He just has to say, he could also say Yadinan, which is just like other cases, and therefore people are going to get confused and think that other cases you could also use one witness. Okay. Well, Rabba, and according to Rabba, who says, the Amar, Lefi She'en Bikiyin Lishma, that the concern is that other scribes are not expert in or trustworthy to do Lishma. So then, my Haitaina, who is the one that says, the Ba'i Ksiva Lishma? Meaning, if you're interpreting the concern of our Mishnah not as a Lishma, sorry, as a Lishma question, so who's the one that says we need Lishma in the first place? Ubayi Chasima Lishma. And who's the one who says that the Chasima has to be Lishma? As I mentioned before, maybe that's why the Gemara didn't, maybe this is the way that Gemara is asking it from David's point before, that who needs Chasima Lishma? So, E. Rabbi Meir, if it's according to Rabbi Meir, that said our Mishnah, according to him, Chasima Bai, Ksiva Lo Bai. He doesn't require the Ksiva Lishma. How do we know? It's not because we have another Mishnah later on, Chaf Aleph on the base. Ain't close to Mechuber Lekarchi. You're not allowed to write on something which, you're not allowed to write a get on something which is still connected to the ground. Ksiva Mechuber Lekarcha Tlasho Chasam Unisanola. Kasher. If, however, you wrote on, you know, a stump, and then you sliced off the top of that stump that you wrote on, and then you had the witnesses sign on it, so that's good enough. Meaning the ksiva does not matter, according to Rebbe Meir, because the ksiva was written in a way it's not allowed. You wrote it on a stump. You're not allowed to write on something connected to the ground. But nonetheless, if you take it off the ground and then you signed it, so the signing is what's most important, and that makes it okay. So you can't say it's Rebbe Meir, because Rebbe Meir only requires chasim lishma. He does not require ksiva lishma. He doesn't require for it to be written. E Rebbe Elazar, ksiva vai, chasim lo vai. According to Rebbe Elazar, if you want to say he's the author of our Mishnah, or the opinion of our Mishnah, so then he requires ksiva lishma.
And with the fact that it's attached to the ground, this seems to me an independent requirement. It has nothing to do with whether it's ketiva lishma.
Correct, but what we're saying is that it's no good. What we're saying is that it's no good when it's connected,
right.
And it is good once not once it's disconnected. Once it's disconnected and signed properly. So that's what that's really showing, at least to me, is that the signing is the most important thing.
Right.
Now, how not lishma is the ksiva, I don't know. It's hard to say from that. But what we do know is that the chasim is primary, and it's not the same as the ksiva. But I don't see where here Rebbe Elazar holds. It says here that he doesn't require chasim lishma. But why? Where do we see that? You're just making that claim.
That's an odd one. The chatima has the chatima.
Yes, I don't understand.
It has to be
right.
Ishma.
When they sign it, they have to know who they're signing it for, maybe? I don't know. That's an interesting one. I agree. Says the Gemara, V'chitema l'olam Rabbi Elazar, if you're going to tell me that, no, it is Rabbi Elazar. And when we do know that Rabbi Elazar holds, he does not require chasim l'shma. But maybe, v'chilo by Rabbi Elazar chasim l'shma, midaraisa. Maybe the only time he does not require chasim lishma is on a level of daraisa. On a derabanan level, maybe he does require it. It's not as important to make it effectual midaraisa, but midarabanan maybe he just still does. Again, I don't know. We haven't said the source of Rebbe Elazar's opinion. Have we? I don't know. I haven't seen it somewhere. So the Gemara is now proposing this, but we're saying, wait a second. V'ha shlosha gittin psulin d'rabbanan. So you can't say that. You can't say that Rabbi Elazar only requires him d'rabbanan, and that's why it doesn't line up with his general opinion that you don't need chasim l'shma. But in this case, you would need d'rabbanan. You can't say that because we have a Mishnah later on Pei Vav Amud Aleph, we'll get there, Mitzvah Hashem, Shalosha Gittin Psulim Drabanan. There are three kinds of Gittin that are Pasulmi Drabanan. Velo Bai Rabbi Elazar Chasim Lishma. And one of those three is not Rabbi Elazar requiring Chasim Lishma. So it can't be that that's a requirement Midrabanan, even according to Rabbi Elazar. Oh, so finally we're going to get to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Titznan, as the Mishnah tells us, not sure what this Mishnah says. I guess that's that Mishnah. Shlosha gittin psulin v'im niseis l'havlad kasher. The three kinds of gittin that are pasul. And if the man would marry if the woman would marry another man, so that the child would be kosher, meaning not a mamzer. It wouldn't be considered a product of adultery, because midaraisa the get was good. It's just midarabana was a problem. So what are those three cases? Kasav v'ksav yado v'ein alav edim. If the husband wrote the get, but there are no witnesses on it. Technically, that's good enough. Midaraisa is good enough, I should say. Midaraisa is good enough. Another situation, midarabana is not good, but midaraisa is good enough. Another situation is yesh alav edim v'ein bo zman. They have witnesses on the get, but they don't have the proper time of the get. And that's also a problem because we need to know when the woman was divorced in order to make sure, you know, she was doing things at the right time or not doing things at the right time. And then lastly, that's a chiyu midrabanan, but midaraisa, that get was also okay. Yesh bo zman v'ein bo el eid echad, or if there's only one witness, that's another reason why it would be no good. So Gemara says,
It would be good minatora.
Great, no good midrabanan, but midaraisa would be good enough. Which is interesting because why don't we require two witnesses for it? It's a devar shev erva. Oh, the reason is because the sofer counts as one witness also. Okay, good. Good. Harei elu shlosh gittim psulim v'im nisei es kasher. V'im nisei es havat kasher. All three of those instances, if they were acted upon by the woman, she goes and has a child with somebody else, the child is not a mamzer. Rabbi Elazar omer af al pi she'en olav edim, el sh'nesnan olav b'fnei edim, even if there are no witnesses on it at all, but it was given in front of witnesses, so that's kasher. That's not just kasher b'diyev, that's kasher l'chatchila. Right, these lists, the middle one here is talking about where there are no edim on the shtar. And we said that's a problem midrabanan, but not midaraisa. Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's not even a problem midrabanan if there were witnesses that saw it. V'gova minechasim mishubadim, and she can collect on her ksuba in a legitimate way from the most, sort of the most stringent ways. Even if there's a lien on the property, she's allowed to collect, because that's her right. Because it's a bona fide get, and she's entitled to a bona fide ksuba right. She'ein ha'edim chosmin ala get, ela mivnei tikkun olam, the only reason that the edim are on the get is for a general nicety, so that the husband is able to substantiate the shtar.
This is going in a strange circle. Okay, is my divorce valid? I have two witnesses here that will testify that it was properly written and delivered. They didn't sign it, but they were there as witnesses. So let them sign it now. We're in court.
Basically, why can't they sign it?
We're in court with these two witnesses, and they're signing it. Yes, there's no signatures of witnesses on the document, but we saw it. It was delivered. Okay,
yeah, I'm not sure you
sign
can
it right now.
I'm not sure you can sign it if it has a zman on it. It has a time on it.
So then signing it a witness time. That it happened as of that time. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a tough one. V'yala Rebbe Meir he. So now the Gemara is going to say, well, it's fine. So it can't be Rebbe Elazar because Rebbe Elazar doesn't hold that you need chasim l'shma. He doesn't really need chasim at all. Forget about l'shma. He doesn't require it at all, technically. But V'yala Rebbe Meir, let's say it's Rebbe Meir. Kilo abay Rebbe Meir k'siva l'shma midarais midarabarabai. Maybe when Rebbe Meir says you don't need k'siva l'shma, based on that story about the stump, where it's not connected to the ground, so maybe that's only midarais of a midarabani, he does require it. So you can't say that either. V'ha'am Rabbi Nachman, Rav Nachman, Amar Omer Hayy Rabbi Meir, Afilu Mitzel Ba'ashba, even if he found it in the garbage. V'chasamo Unisanola Kasher, even if he found it in the garbage, meaning that it had no...
It just happened to have his name and his wife's name. The same names are... And the names of
the
woman are the same as him and his wife.
Just a wonderful coincidence that this get has the perfect wording on it.
Science
and it wasn't signed. So there, meaning in this case, there was absolutely no ksiv lishma. It's not that it was written while it was on the ground. It was written by somebody else, somebody else. It was completely wrong, completely non-lishma ksiva. So that clearly Rebbe Meir holds that's still good enough, even without ksiv lishma. So now we're up the creek without a paddle. We have no opinion to rely on to say that we need both the ksiv lishma and the chasim lishma. Okay, Mr. Hashem. See you tomorrow.